This is where the river brought the world. For two centuries, Seville was the only port where Spanish ships could legally trade with the Americas, the crown's own monopoly, registered at the Casa de la Contratación, the House of Trade, whose treasury room sat a few streets inland from here. The wealth came up the Guadalquivir, and when the monopoly moved to Cadiz in 1717, the city was left holding the architecture of a role that had ended. What's ahead follows the path of that wealth from the riverbank to the heart of the old city. Now, the tower itself, the Torre del Oro, the Golden Tower, is an Almohad defensive structure from 1220 to 1221, the river end of a wall that ran down from the Alcazar. Only the first body is Almohad, the 12-sided base, you see. The second is 14th century Mudejar, the lantern and cupola, 1760. In 1248, to take the city, one of the Castilian ships under the admiral Ramon de Bonifaz broke the pontoon bridge that linked Seville to Triana, while arrows rained down from this tower. A fragment of the chain that held that bridge, the chain Bonifaz's ship snapped, was kept at Laredo and recently confirmed to be old enough for the 1248 siege. A ship breaking that chain is still on the coats of arms of Santander, Laredo, and all of Cantabria. The name is a stack of stories the building itself keeps refusing. The golden azulejos, glazed ceramic tiles, that were supposed to have covered the tower were searched for in the 1900 restoration and never existed. Pedro I's treasure store is more legend than reality. American gold was not kept here. It went to the Casa de la Contratación's treasury room, not this tower, the one materially backed reading from the 2005 restoration, a lime and pressed straw mortar coating that gave the tower a golden sheen. Three tiles on the west face mark flood heights from the late 19th century. The tower nearly died twice in that era, put up for sale in 1866 and proposed for demolition just 5 years later. From here, you walk a block inland, behind the riverfront row, to seven vast brick naves, newly reopened after 7 centuries of being buried by the city that grew on top of them.